Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I hate to break it, you're not the same as everyone here, but we can take it. We're short, but brown, we're round, oh, we're queer. I got a feeling we are onto something here.
Live from King's Place in London, the Spontaneity Shop presents a special festive winter Yuletide global pillage. The comedy panel show Ho Ho, starring you, the high, 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 high mind of the audience.
And if you're worried, trouble might be coming your way. In it together, I think that's what I heard the man say. I got a feeling we are gonna be okay.
Cast your case, everybody! Hello, I'm Deborah Frances White, and this is the festive Hanukkah Yuletide Kwanzaa episode of Global Pillage! The comedy panel show, which has a satsuma in its stocking and is also very pleased to see you. And speaking of people I'm very pleased to see, please welcome today's comedians. On my left, playing for Accidents Happen, Catherine Bohart and Athena Cablenu. And on my right, playing for Twins for the Win, it's Sook Ojla and Alice Fraser. So firstly, panellists, what makes you diverse? Athena Cablenu?
My dad is from Ghana. My mum is from Guyana, and she's Indian Guyanese. And no word of a lie, I gave birth to Robocop.
So I took my child for her 1 year vaccinations, right? And she had injections in both arms, injections in both legs. And she was like, call that a vaccination. And I was terrified. But I'm like, it's cool to have a superhero child, but it's like, there's enough like... She didn't cry. She got 2 stickers. I thought she deserved more, but but like, I'm diverse enough, and now my child's a superhero. This is an issue, but I'll try and make her a good one and not an evil one. But you know.
And Catherine Bohart, how are you diverse?
I mean, I'm Irish and I'm queer and I'm here and I have OCD, which I don't know if that makes me diverse, not really even neurodiverse. It's just a thing that I say because people don't say it out loud enough. So there you go. That's it.
But you actually are OCD. You're not in that way that where people go, I'm so OCD because
oh,
I like
no, it's not
tidy.
Like, oh, I just can't stand not hoovering of a weekend. Like, no, it's like, no, I was in a hospital.
Well, we're delighted to have you, but we need to know why you called Accidents Happen.
My daughter is the result of what some might call an accident. I caught it in an ovulation app that doesn't work. So, you know...
Why did you try to go the old, like, Irish method? That'll be fine.
It's a Tuesday and the moon is in Jupiter.
Yeah, what were you thinking?
It's an interesting question. And basically, it was New Year's Eve. And, oh, low chance of conceiving. Happy New Year!
There's never a low chance of conceiving on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
It's one of those nights. It's like Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, Wimbledon, you can conceive.
Yeah. Blackout.
Everyone is on. Everyone's on for those
True.
That period.
World Cups,
well, now you tell me.
Yeah.
You know, it's a bit late for that.
But what's great about conceiving on New Year's Eve is you've got yourself a little superhero.
I know.
Oh, that must be it.
It's all coming together now.
It makes
now.
Sense yeah. now. Yeah. And I just accidentally ended up in a queer relationship because I thought Sarah was a boy. And I'm joking, but if you did laugh at that, you are a homophobe. So,
Twins for the Win. Sook Ojla, how are you diverse?
I'm a British-born Punjabi woman who is working class, who does not like spicy food,
And does not have a problem with black people, unlike most other Asians.
You cannot say that. You cannot say that.
I'm calling out anti-blackness in the Indian community. I said it.
Well, you have said it. It's
and I said it twice.
You've said it twice and saying it again. Alice Fraser, how are you diverse?
I am a mix of a Holocaust-surviving Jewish family and an Irish Catholic convict family with what my grandfather used to winkingly call a touch of the tar brush, which is to say some small amount of Indigenous blood, but not enough to really talk about it. Not enough for diversity hiring, just enough that, historically speaking, I have to admit most of the Indigenous blood I have is on my hands.
They don't know how to respond to that, do they? They were like, oh, whoa.
We don't like talking about our colonial past, do we?
Yeah, I've never heard
that. That is my favourite joke because it splits an audience so hard.
Yeah.
Should that make it your favourite joke?
Oh, yeah, because it's a litmus test. They're not sure if they should laugh, but they should.
Twins for the win. Why are you called twins for the win?
I'm a twin. I have a twin brother.
And I'm a Gemini.
So I'm a real twin and she believes in something that isn't real.
Okay.
Okay, Buddhist.
All right. And lurking suspiciously under the mistletoe, in case anyone needs to know the Latin name for it, please welcome in Pedant's Corner, Ned Sedgwick.
Hello.
And ready to send us all to Whamageddon if we aren't careful. On the keys, it's Kirsty Newton. Ned, or should I say Santa? Now, if you're listening at home, Ned Sedgwick is dressed like Santa, or Santa has replaced Ned Sedgwick. We don't know.
No, it technically is Ned Sedgwick dressed as Santa.
technically.
So that
Have you had any global experiences this week, Santa Ned?
I have had a global experience. First global experience, dressing up as Santa is very, very hot. That's why he lives in the North Pole, global. And my second global experience is I met an Australian last night who is a cousin of one of my friends, never been to Britain before, said her and her family, and this really shocked me, they'd come out to England because they wanted to have a guaranteed white Christmas. And I was like, did you ask anyone in England? Like, I was like, okay, yeah. And my friend was like, we never have white Christmases. And I was like, don't break it to her.
Oh, we do sometimes. No, there was a whole spate, like a 3 or 4 year run, I remember having white Christmases.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I remember a couple of snowy Christmas days, but you're right, it's by no means guaranteed.
Yeah.
I mean, compared with Australia, where, you know, it's marked by plastic snow melting in 40 degree heat and some very sweaty Santas.
My childhood was absurd for that. It was literally 40 degree heat in Queensland, and you'd be tucking into sort of plum pudding and there'd be fake snow under the tree. I mean, it was absolutely ridiculous. So many Christmas carol concerts. We're in the bleak midwinter. You'd be just sweating like you were. Sweating like Prince Andrew can't.
And then there was that. Hey. It's not pronounced can't.
Yeah.
Every week, our piano player creates a hymn in worship of our Lord and Saviour, Ned Sedgwick. Over to you, Kirsty.
Well, we've gone to Germany, and since it's Christmas, it's the most Christmassy, Christmas tree-ish song from it's O Christmas Tree, and it goes like this in German. O Tannenbaum, O Tannenbaum, wie treu's in deine Blätter. O Tannenbaum, O Tannenbaum, wie treu's in deine Blätter. Du grunst nicht nur zu Sommerzeit, nein, auch im Winter, wenn es schneit. O Tannenbaum, O Tannenbaum, wie treu's in deine Blätter. Which translates as, oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, how lovely are your branches. You're not just green in summertime, but also winter when it's shite. Oh, oh, Christmas tree, how lovely are your branches. So I thought we would put this into our scores jingle like so. Oh, tell us now, oh, tell us now, what are the scores, please, Ned? Sing it with me. Oh, tell us now, oh, tell us now, what are the scores, please, Ned?
Nothing.
First up is our themed round, and this week we'll be asking questions on the subject of Christmas and other end-of-year celebrations around the world. Many traditions we think of as ancient are more modern than you might think. Santa Claus's red and white costume may have been inspired by Coca-Cola, and we only started eating Christmas pudding after Series 4 of Bake Off. All the teams get a chance to answer, but you get more points if you buzz in first with the correct answer. The Hive Mind gets a chance to answer after both teams of comedians' answers. Fingers on buzzers! In Brazil, if you leave a sock by your window, what does Papa Noel do with it?
Puts jizz in it.
So early on for our charming tea time
That's
show.
That's so crude. He obviously just empties a sack into it.
No, Nick, come on.
I know, that's what I'm thinking.
Raise
just come
the
on.
Tone.
No, come in.
He sprays it with Febreze.
So you leave a sock in your window, Papa Noel makes it smell better.
Yes.
Well, it doesn't make it smell better, it just removes the bad odours. That's the thing with Febreze.
Thank you. Are you sponsored by Febreze now, Ned? It wouldn't surprise me.
I wouldn't know what you're talking about, but the perfect Christmas present this year, I've heard, is a lovely...
Are they paying you upward of £2 a week to say this?
If only.
Yeah. Or he puts a sock in it. Get it? He puts a sock in it. It's a saying. It's a sock. Not an answer, just a play on words.
We're going to confer and we'll come back to you.
Okay. Twins for the win. You're in Brazil and you leave a sock by your window. What does Papa Noel do with it?
I mean, you're saying jizz in it. I thought he might put it on its willy because it's quite hot. So I doubt he's going around in a full Santa suit.
So we're unified.
That's what I was going to go for. It's willy related.
It's definitely nothing to do with penises and neither are any of the questions in my hand. Oh. I've looked at all of the answers and not one of them involves a penis.
I'm in the wrong podcast.
You've got the wrong thing in your hand.
This is the Christmas episode. People will be listening to this with their children, for God's sake. Accidents happen.
Is it like, you know, like sometimes like ladies put like, I mean, ladies sometimes, I mean, maybe one time one lady and we've decided it's historically accurate, but like put a handkerchief out to kind of let a person know they're interested. Is it like that, but with kids and socks and old men in sleighs? Your reaction was about you, not about me.
Does he put oranges in it?
Put oranges in it?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, Brazil nuts. Did he put Brazil nuts in it? Because it's Brazil. Ayo. I'm trying, guys.
And also nuts.
Thank you. Okay, so Hive Mind. In Brazil, if you leave a sock by your window, what does Papa Noel do with it? Coins? Sweets? leaves you a matching sock. So you've got a pair.
You are Santa.
Okay, if you think it's put coins in, buzz now. Sweets in, buzz now. Leaves you a matching sock, buzz now. That should have got more, and it was in fact the closest. It steals it in exchange for presents. So instead of putting the presents inside, Santa in Brazil will just take the sock away and leave the presents where the sock was.
God, does he have a fetish or something?
I don't know, Ned Sedgwick. Explain more.
Well, I will explain more in a second, but someone in the front row said it.
Oh.
And you didn't hear.
Oh, well, you should have said.
Well, it's not my job to hear.
Well, you did hear. If you hear...
Says
you
the man.
What happened? Well, no, not loudly enough.
Are we now giving out to this man for not speaking over us loudly enough?
Please,
if you want to talk, then just interrupt us.
Did you know? No, you just guessed. Oh, I'm so sorry, but I didn't hear. Please, if you hear someone say something and I didn't hear, if anyone hears, can you please say loudly? Because you would have scored, but sadly, you got nothing.
Well,
much like a child who's been, a Victorian child who's been naughty at Christmas, you've got nothing.
As Father Christmas, I am going to sprinkle some points on them. Whoa. Father Christmas is a weird guy. So interestingly, you said about Father Christmas or Papa Noel getting hot. In Brazil, the tradition is he wears silk rather than whatever this flammable material is.
All right, so the next question is, in the Epiphany celebration in Bulgaria, what do people chase after in an icy river? Twins for the win.
Otters.
Jesus.
Otters, Jesus, the Messiah of the otters. Accidents happen.
Something they've forgotten. So then you go in, you're like looking around. What did I come in here? Oh, yeah. And
it's an epiphany.
Thank you, Alan.
It's satisfying, isn't it?
Yep.
In a weird way.
Yep. Yeah. I think I need their approval more than you do.
Okay, so anything else from accidents happen?
They're pets.
They're pets. They put their pet in an icy room.
Yeah, and obviously they let them go free. And they're only joking, they're not getting back.
Right, okay. So it's a pet chase.
Yeah.
Do you go in there, like, I mean, I'm assuming it's the end of year, so maybe you're looking for, like, New Year's resolutions or, like, a new start.
Is it really literal? Is it just, like, hypothermia?
Do they chase hypothermia down an icy river? Hive mind, what do you think? In the Epiphany celebration in Bulgaria, what do people chase after in an icy river? Fish?
Oh, yeah.
Each other.
Ooh.
It's a cross. We do the same in Greece.
Ah. I think somebody might.
What do you mean they look for? Like somebody throws a cross in and then you swim for it, like when you're learning to swim.
Does the cross have a Jesus on it?
Yeah. Or an otter?
Yeah, it's the priest that throws the cross and then all the young boys will have to jump in. And the first one who gets it gets like good luck.
Gets eternal life. Okay.
Because all the others die. It's
all right. Okay. So if you think it's fish
that
buzz
seems
now.
Really weird. And also, like, it feels like if that was a thing, they would definitely do it in Ireland. I don't know if I believe it.
Okay. All right. So, Hive Mind, you have to just decide if it's fish buzz now, if it's each other buzz now, or if it's a priest throws a cross into the river, and then all of the young boys have to chase it, and the one who gets it gets some kind of good luck / eternal life buzz now. You are correct. That's exactly what it is.
What the hell?
Ned, can you tell us any more?
Yeah, a priest throws it into the river and a bunch of young boys run after it. And actually, interestingly, the difference in Bulgaria is it's middle-aged men and it's to the one who brings it back. It gives you good luck for the year and wards off evil spirits. And apparently it has pre-Christian origins.
Why is the Christmas Armenian dessert given the name Noah's Pudding?
Because there's two of every animal in it.
There's two of every animal in it. Twins for the win, say. Accidents happen.
Oh, I was going to say that it comes in twos, but like all the best desserts.
A pair of puddings.
Yeah.
Twins for the win.
Does it make you gain 40 pounds?
Is it served in a pool of water?
Does no one believe it's delicious? Like, believe me, believe me. And then they eat it. Oh, it's delicious. This is just like Noah when he said it's going to rain and no one believed him.
So you have to win people round.
Yeah.
Does everyone who doesn't get one around then die in a sort of incredibly... I did tell you this... Oh, yeah, is it really judgmental?
Is there a dove inside it?
Oh, it comes out holy.
Is it literally Noah's pudding and someone stole it, but he was like the king of Armenia, and he was like, well, I'm going to commemorate this day someone stole my pudding, and he invented a pudding called Noah's pudding.
It's not the Noah we know. It's
just a guy.
It's that famous Armenian king Noah. Different Noah.
Yeah.
It's a trick question.
The only thing I know about Armenia is that
that's an Alice Fraser joke.
It is that the Kardashians come from there, yeah. Some of them.
Hive mind, why is the Christmas Armenian dessert given the name Noah's Pudding?
Because you get two helpings.
Two helpings.
Ooh. Nice.
Anything else?
It's shaped like a boat.
Shaped like a boat. Yeah.
Oh, so obvious. Or two of every animal.
Two of every animal.
No, we said that.
They have said it, but they're saying it as well. Okay. Olive branch. Okay. All right, if you think it's two helpings, buzz now. Shaped like a boat, buzz now. Two of every animal inside, buzz now. Or an olive branch on top, buzz now. In fact, it's entirely vegan, so the animals were saved when they made the pudding.
Oh, love it.
I mean,
love
to be fair, most desserts are made.
No,
of course they're not, because they've got dairy.
They've got dairy and eggs, so the thing is, and also a lot of Armenian food traditionally has a lot of meat or animal-based products. And the puddings in that region tend to have a lot of dairy and milk-based. The story is, well, Noah didn't want to waste any milk from the cows because it had to go to the little cows, the calves, if you will.
Yeah. I want them to be called little cows.
The little cows.
But like Lil.
The little cows.
So the animals on the ark would have enjoyed it because it's entirely vegan. And it's the end of the round.
steal socks, chase crosses, eat Noah's put. What are the scores, please, Ned?
In joint second place, with no points, it's accidents happen and twins for the win.
Yeah!
And in first place, with 15 points, it's the Hive Mind.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The next round is everyone's favourite round.
Idioms!
Like turkeys voting for Christmas, we've decked the halls with seasonal idioms from around the world and sent them straight down your chimney. What is the meaning of this foreign phrase, which we have literally translated into English, fingers on buzzers? In Spain, they say, you're in the age of the turkey. What do they mean?
The age where you're talking gobbledygook.
So is that like a toddler?
Sorry, got really excited.
I have no idea.
Okay.
Just wanted to say gobbledygook.
Yeah, okay. Gobbledygook age?
It's like the age where you've taken really good care of your face, but you've not applied any moisturiser.
To the neck. Neck. Yeah.
You've got turkey neck.
Is it like Logan's Run? Like, it's the age of the turkey. You're going to go now. You've had enough. Because, you know, the turkey's tradition at this time of year. I just did that nice.
The age of the turkey is when you're going to die, like the turkey at Christmas.
Yeah, it's a threat.
Hive Mind, what do you think? In Spain, they say you're in the age of the turkey. What do you think that means? Glory years. In your glory years?
Sagging chins.
I can see people going like this. Just checking that their chin's okay. That it hasn't dropped in the last 5 minutes. Okay, all right. Do you think it's glory years, Buzznow? Or when your chin starts to sag, Buzznow? Sort of the same as glory years. In fact, it's you've become a teenager. Oh. Ned, please explain.
It is because you're awkward and gangly.
Like a turkey.
Yeah, like a turkey. You're like... Whoa, whoa, whoa. We were all doing that at teenage, second I turned 13.
Wasted on a podcast with that level of physical comedy.
So true.
So shady.
In France, they say Christmas on the balcony, Easter at the embers. What do they mean?
It means that you look like you've all got it going on above the neck, but below the waist, nothing. You're dead.
So all mouth, no trousers, basically. Yep. Christmas on the balcony, Easter at the embers. Okay. Accidents happen?
I think it means... Christmas, you go outside because it's cold, right? But Easter, you stay in because it's warm outside. So basically, suffer. It's a suffering thing. Basically, this is what you do. This is what
it's spring, and yet you've come inside.
And so it's sacrifice.
It's a way of self-sacrificing.
Yeah, sacrifice.
I would have said it was more like at Christmas, you're looking forward and outward, like you have new resolutions, and by Easter, you've given them up. So you're just like back in by the fire.
It's the new gym membership you buy at Christmas,
exactly.
Thinking you're going to go in January, and then by Easter, you're just watching Love Island while eating four boxes of chocolates.
And hopefully Easter eggs are the best of all chocolate.
Indeed.
Don't
indeed.
Me.
Twins for the win?
Is it where you set your house on fire? At Christmas, and then by Easter, it's just embers. I'm so jet lagged.
It could be that. It could be that.
Such an Australian excuse.
It is a really Australian excuse. Yeah. In France, they say Christmas on the balcony, Easter at the embers. What do they mean, Hive Mind? You spent too much money at Christmas.
That's so good.
We should have
so
let him
obvious.
Talk.
Yeah.
I think we're spring for you from now on.
Yeah. You've spent too much money at Christmas, so you're broke in the new year.
That's obviously it.
Anything else, I find?
If the weather's mild at Christmas, it's going to be cold at Easter.
And are you, in fact, French?
We shouldn't let any of them talk. This is ridiculous.
That Hive Mind member is, in fact, French. So you should take that into account when you vote. Christmas on the balcony, Easter at embers. Hive Mind, does that mean spent too much money at Christmas and now broke? Buzz now. Or what the French person said, which is mild at Christmas, you're going to be freezing at Easter. Buzz now. That is correct. A warm Christmas means a cold Easter. And the moral of this is luck will balance itself out in the end. Ned, do you know any more about this? Every time I turn to you, you've taken a little bit of Santa off.
Wasted on a podcast.
I mean, you start off with a hat and a beard and a Santa jacket and trousers. I'm very frightened to see what you'll take off next. You've only got the trousers on.
Yeah, I realised
I was about got Christmas underwear on.
Yeah, I realised I was about to take the trousers off, but people don't know I'm wearing trousers underneath, and people would just be like, "What the hell is he doing?" But I do have trousers underneath, and I'm so hot.
Well, take it off. It's fine.
Off. God, imagine if my trousers had come down with it.
Imagine if you.
I will.
Now, it's the irony is I want to sit on his knee more now. So,
yeah, it's an idiom.
Imagine if we were a panel of dudes and Ned was a woman. People would be.
It wouldn't be okay. It wouldn't raging. Be okay. But it wouldn't be okay because of upper body strength in the history of the world. It is
sure.
okay.
Yeah, okay.
It is okay because there's no such thing as reverse sexism.
Yeah.
Okay, so. There isn't, though. There isn't. It's not the same.
Save it for your other podcast, Deborah.
Yeah. I mean, if it went on much longer, then people might start to go, is it okay? But it's not going to, so it's fine.
You're right.
In Japan, they say it's like washing potatoes. What do they mean?
I say that when I'm giving my little cousins a bath.
Aww.
I'm joking. Oh. Not all. I'm Irish.
The thing is, potatoes, you wash them. If you wash them, that you get rid of the starch. Is it like you can't convince something of someone? Like it's something. If something's stubborn, it's just not going to get clean. Or it's like either you're washing the skin, in which case it's never going to get clean because it was in the ground, or you're washing the potato without the skin. You're not going to get rid of the starch. Is it like something stubborn?
Is it like getting rid of something stubborn? Twins for the win. What do you think?
I was going to go really, really annoying. It's a pointless exercise.
Oh, see, I was going to say it's a very easy task, but if you miss it, then it has huge consequences like gritty potatoes.
Or, in fact, poisoning everyone.
Yeah. So I think it's about do those tiny little things that you don't really want to do or someone might die.
Hive Mind, what do you think? In Japan, they say it's like washing potatoes. What do they mean?
Dirty.
Do you feel it's a waste of time to wash potatoes out of interest? Clearly.
That's somebody with an excellent immune system.
What was that? If you're going to peel them. So you wash the potatoes and you peel them. Yes, good point. Anything else? What does someone else say?
Very easy.
Very easy to do. Not meaning to brag there, sir, but you're a good potato washer. Okay, so if you think it's dirty, buzz now. Waste of time, buzz now. Or easy, buzz now. In fact, it means cramped conditions. Ned, can you explain more?
Because potatoes are quite big, so when you put them in a pan and try and wash them, it doesn't really work.
Mm. So why would you put them in a pan? Why wouldn't you just wash them one at a time?
It's because they're traditionally washed in a barrel.
Did you write any of these questions?
It's like, you know, it's like shooting fish in a barrel.
That's something that's meant
because
to be
there
easy.
Because you fit a lot of fish in a barrel. But traditionally, when you were washing the potatoes, it was like the fish.
Hang on, I'm still stuck on the traditionally washing a barrel. I would say traditionally they're not, though.
Yeah.
But maybe in Japan they are.
In Japan, traditionally, I've read a lot.
Is this to do with whiskey making?
Yes.
Is it? But that would make more sense.
I
Is it?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
And also, you'd have to have pretty big potatoes. Barrels are massive.
Ned's going to Google this while I say it's the end of the round.
Yeah. Turkey age, potato head. What are the scores, please, Ned?
Accidents happen, and Twins for the Win are keeping it steady with no points. And a Hive Mind have 25 points. Nice.
Next round is the team's round. A member of each team has come prepared with a question based on their cultural family background. You can think of this question as a gift, the right answer as a thank you note, and the points as remembering you really did intend to write a thank you note 5 weeks after you got the gift. Twins for the Win, do you have a question for Accidents Happen?
Okay, so here is a very popular, very famous Punjabi idiom. I began, so I arrived.
I began, so I arrived. What does that mean, Accidents Happen?
Oh, is it like beginning something is the hardest? Like if you don't start something, you'll never get it done, basically?
You know
is
what?
That correct?
Yeah. Oh, good. I was about to say something to do with penises, so that's good.
Yeah.
Oh,
my. Oh, that would excellent. Have been the answer to my one. So.
Yeah.
That's
that
lovely. Is the right answer. Thank
but
you
I
very much.
I prefer I began, so I arrived.
Accidents Happen. Do you have a question for the Hive Mind?
We have an idiom. We live protected under each other's shadow.
We live protected under each other's shadow. What does that mean, Hive Mind? Teamwork makes the dream work.
All right, dude.
Teamwork makes the dream work. Anything else? Safety in numbers. The same. Is it anything along those lines? Yes or no?
It's not very far away, but it's not right so far.
It's not right so far.
There is an English phrase. That's pretty much a literal translation of it, if that helps at all.
There's no I in team.
That's probably the closest.
That's the closest. What is it?
It's basically no man is an island.
Ah.
Yeah.
Except for island man.
But I really like it because they did a mural of it during the Yes to Equality campaign. So
wow. Nice. So yes. Do you think they deserve any points?
No, but but it's not up to me, is it, Ned?
It's not.
There we go.
Great. So, Hive Mind, does anybody have a question for Twins for the Win?
Hi, I'm Jewel from South Korea. So, in Korean, if someone tells you you have a huge liver, what does that mean?
Okay, so this is for Twins for the Win. You're in Korea, someone says you've got a huge liver, what do they mean?
Good at drinking?
You're good at drinking?
Got a huge liver.
Alternatively, they can say you have a liver as small as a bean. So,
or they can say you've got a liver as small as a bean.
Yeah, and that's the opposite meaning.
I assume it has something to do with being good or bad at drinking, like, you know, like being a Cadbury.
Good or bad at drinking?
You know, do they have being a Cadbury here?
Being a Cadbury? I've never heard of that.
Oh, it's a glass and a half.
Ah,
full cream dairy milk.
Nice. That's great.
Yeah. And so a Canterbury means you can't drink very much.
Yeah, it means you're a lightweight.
Is that an Australian expression?
Yeah.
I've never heard that before. Okay, so just say yes or no. Is it something to do with drinking?
No.
No? Okay, so we've got one more shot.
Is it something to do with luck? With being lucky?
No.
Oh. No. Okay, I don't think they've got it. Can I guess? Is it like being big-hearted? Is it the equivalent of being big-hearted or small-hearted?
Can I guess if you don't get it right?
Am I right, Jewel?
That's incorrect.
Incorrect. Okay, so Catherine, harsh. You can guess, no points.
Is it like being brave? As in the opposite of yellow belly, kind of like...
It's being brave.
Being
yes.
brave! Oh.
Oh. There you go.
So big liver is your brave and liver as small as a bean.
We have that too, lily livered.
Your chicken shit.
That's great.
Yeah. Okay, well, we will start using that immediately.
Yeah, I love
okay,
it.
Okay.
Such a great compliment. You have such a big liver.
And it's the end of the round.
Your liver's huge, you're brave instead. What are the scores, please, Ned?
Twins for the Win are losing with no points. Accidents Happen are in second place with 15 points. Ooh. And the Hive Mind are winning with 30 points.
Yay!
You deserve it.
I feel like there could have been a more tactful way to say losing. More like third plate bronze.
The Santa outfit is off and Negin's back.
Fair, fair. Next up, it's the It's a Sign round. Everybody is marching these days, and some protesters come home to see their hilarious slogans all over Instagram. For example, I did like the interns in a London art gallery who recently came to work dressed as Santa Claus with signs reading, "All we want for Christmas is pay." Oh, that's caused a ripple around this North London audience. Teams, we'd like you to make some shareworthy signs, and Ned will award points for his favourites. You have 30 seconds to write your slogans for today's protest, which is, get ready, against poor working conditions in Santa's grotto. Go!
Let's go.
Okay.
I'll do some editing on it.
Time's up. Thank you, Kirsty. Now, do we have a sign from Twins for the Win?
Yes. I'd rather be a rebel than an elf.
Yay. Yeah. Very nice. Playing on the suffragette slogan there. And what about yours, Accidents Happen?
Our suffering is real, unlike you.
And then it says Santa's fake news in the corner.
Oh, I see. Oh, I see. Hive Mind, okay. Do you have anything to offer?
Oh,
nice!
Yeah.
Oh, there
my
won't
God.
Be any reindeer if you don't make it rain. Hive Mind, anything else?
Elves need safety,
give
Santa the sack.
Oh, elves need safety, give Santa the sack. Very good.
Nice.
Anything else? No pay, no toys. No pay, no toys. Straight.
bit far.
Wow.
I like it.
Fair. Straightforward.
Fair, they've taken... It's grotty in the grotto. Nice. Excellent. Elf and safety first. Very good.
Don't be elfish. We need cookie breaks too.
Don't be elfish. We need cookie breaks too. Nice.
And to think people think trade unionists are no fun.
Well, while Ned is working out the creativity points for that round, the final round is our quickfire round.
Woo! Woo!
Hive Mind, if you know the answer, you shout buzz and you just shout, same as the teams. You don't wait for anybody. You just get in first. It's all about speed, this one. Fingers on buzzers, time starts now. Which blockbuster film was known in Turkey as The Holy Treasure Hunters?
Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones is correct. Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yes.
Which East Asian city's name translates as fragrant harbour?
Hong Kong.
Hong Kong is correct. What is the American English term for the part of the oven we call the grill?
Grill.
It's the broiler.
Say it again.
Broiler.
The broiler is correct. Oh. Which communist country is also the largest island in the Caribbean?
Cuba.
Cuba is correct. If only Johnny Cochran's grandfather was here.
Yeah.
In English, we say taking coals to Newcastle. In Georgia, they say selling cucumbers to the...
Cucumber
farmers.
The cucumber farmers to the...
Cat videos?
I was going to say to Greece.
To Greece. No, it's to the gardeners. What do the Spanish, Kosovan and Bosnian national anthems all have in common?
They're all set to music.
Shakira sings all of them.
Shakira sings all of them.
They're all set to music.
They're all set to music.
They're in G minor.
They're in G minor.
Oh, whoa!
No lyrics.
Yeah, yeah.
No lyrics is correct. The Hive Mind scores.
This guy again.
Before decimalisation, how many pence were in a pound?
240.
240 is correct. Complete this Christmas cracker joke. Who is Santa's favourite singer?
Elvis.
It's actually Elvis Presley.
Mariah
we're
Carey.
We're out of time and it's the end of the show. Ho, ho, ho!
Christmas show has come to an end. What are the scores, please, Ned?
In last place is Twins for the Win with 10 points.
Aww. Well done, Twins for the Win.
And harsh but fair.
I'm going to need a tiebreaker because... Ooh. After an extraordinary performance in the last round...
Oh, my God!
Accidents happen and the Hive Mind are in joint first place with 40 points.
Oh, my God.
We are now having a tiebreak question. Anyone in the audience can buzz out at any point. And fastest finger first, you only have one guess.
Ready?
The population of this country is estimated to be 38 million people. Joseph Conrad and Mila Kunis were born in territory that now makes up this country.
Poland.
Wrong.
Oh!
Joseph Conrad was a Pole, but he was born in what is now Ukraine.
Oh, but you've told us now.
Yes. Yeah, but they got it wrong.
We won!
Oh, we won!
We won!
Guys,
Merry Christmas!
There's a lot of you. There's two of us. What can I say, guys?
We won! Just...
Wow. So it's Noah's pudding for our winners, but an ice bath from a priest for our losers. That doesn't sound right. And I'll leave you on this thought. From comedian Phyllis Diller. Christmas is a time when all you want is for people to forget your past and remember your present. Happy Christmas, everybody!
Yay!
Please give it up for Catherine Bohart, Athena Kablenyu, Sook Ochler, Alice Fraser, Kirsty Newton on keys, Ned Sedgwick and Penance Corner, you the Hive Mind, I've been Deborah Francis White. Good night! You have been listening to Global Pillage, hosted and created by Deborah Francis White. The questions were sent by Ned Sedgwick. The music was by Kirsty Newton. The Global Pillage theme tune was written by Mark Hodge. The touring engineer was Grundy Lazimbra. The producer for the Spontaneity Shop was Tom Zielinski. Thanks to Zoe, Sally, and everyone at King's Place. For more information about this and other episodes, visit globalpillage.net. Should have got more, Tom. Apparently, you're going to laugh at that in the edit. There's the laugh. He's going to paste that right in.
Very nice.
You just gave it to him. You gave it to him like an early Christmas present, like a stocking filler of a laugh.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.